weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with highs around 81. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 59. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 80. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Felix Johnson. Governor Kelly has announced the launch of $200 million devoted to accelerating infrastructure projects in the state. The Build Kansas Fund will provide the state with matching dollars for Kansas communities for infrastructure projects approved under the BIL, Bipartisan Infrastructure Law. Governor Kelly's office says that eligible entities are Kansas state agencies, counties, municipalities, special districts, community organizations, nonprofits, and federally recognized tribes. In other news, a pedestrian was sent to the hospital after a collision with a truck at the corner of Highway 24 and 283 in Hill City. First responders found a 2011 Chevrolet Avalanche driven by Timothy J. Cameron, age 63, was headed south and attempted to make a left turn onto Highway 24. The person on foot was identified as Nathan P. Schmidt, 46, also from Hill City. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
The Fox Kansas ICT Local Spotlight is shining a light on the amazing local businesses in Wichita to remind you to shop locally and support businesses like Little Buster's Sports Bar and Grill in Derby, Easy Credit Auto Sales, Empire Taco of Mulvane, Whiskey Dick's Bar and Grill, and Win Insurance. Wichita really does have it all. So keep your dollars close to home and let's continue to grow together by supporting these ICT local businesses.
Looking to get mowing in a new Hustler Zero Turn immediately? Countryside Motors in Wellington has a great selection of new Hustlers. 72-inch Super Z, a 54-inch Fast Track, or a 42-inch Raptor. We have hundreds of mowers in stock in Wellington. 0% financing available or take advantage of cash discounts. Countryside Motors in Wellington. We've got the best mowers on the market. Just a short drive down 35. Shop online at countrysidemotors.net. Make the move to Countryside Motors in Wellington. We have what moves you.
Michael S. Broombaugh, age 52, of Osage City, has been taken to custody and transported to Osage County Jail Facility on the suspicion of possession of cocaine and interference with law enforcement after a traffic stop around 1:20 a.m. earlier this week. The arrest was made on U.S. 75 near Carbondale, and the officers located illegal narcotics following a routine traffic stop. Heartland Motocross Sports is closing its doors officially in October. The closure was announced on the venue's Facebook page earlier this week, and management is citing an ongoing tax battle between the track and Shawnee County. Management at the track says that the county is overtaxing them, but the state courts have decided to side with the county in the matter. In other news, a retired Topeka schools administrator will finally get to live her lifelong dream, that being competing in an upcoming episode of Wheel of Fortune. Topeka Public Schools shared Dr. News' appearance via Facebook earlier this week and wished her luck. Mid-American Network News, I'm Felix Johnson.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Felix Johnson. A fundraiser held annually honors an Omaha Marine killed in Kabul, but there are still questions regarding his death, along with many others. Corporal Dagan Page was 23 years old when suicide bombers in Afghanistan killed him and 12 other U.S. service members in 2021. Marine Sergeant Tyler Fargus Andrews says that he was never interviewed by the U.S. government regarding the Kabul bombings, but he may have had some answers to an investigation. Greg Page talks to KSNB Local 4 about the consistent uncertainty surrounding his son's death.
That one's been weighing on us for quite a while because we've known that. We found out that the investigation didn't include some of those people that had that information. We want the truth, and when that's not happening, you kind of feel like it's incomplete, like you didn't get everything that you need to do to be able to move forward.
The two-day golf scramble included a concert, silent auction, and parachuters to honor the service and life of Dagan Page. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
It's truck season and time to make your truck work for you, whether you're tailgating, hunting, hauling, or cruising. Toppers Plus Truck Accessories will get you truck season ready. Rhino Linings is the leader in sprayed-on truck bedliners, and Toppers Plus is your Rhino dealer. Rhino truck bedliners outperform all plastic drop-in rubber mats and paint-like coatings. They won't crack, peel, or warp, and include a nationwide lifetime warranty. Nothing beats a Rhino. Call 942-2864 or visit toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino is giving away $10,000 every Saturday in September.
10K Saturday.
Earn points on your Seven Clans Players Card and increase your chances to win one of five different $2,000 drawings
every Saturday in September.
There's just more at Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino.
More life-changing jackpots,
more cash giveaways, and more entertainment. Come play this Saturday and take away your share of 10K. Seven Clans First Council Resort and Casino. Highway 77 in Newkirk. Where the winners play.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Valley Heights Elementary was among four Kansas schools named a 2023 National Blue Ribbon School by the U.S. Department of Education. 353 nationwide earned the honor, which recognizes overall academic performance and progress in closing achievement gaps among students. Up to 420 schools may be nominated annually. And USD 498 Superintendent Sean Spoons commented this week that the district is immensely proud of this achievement, noting that it inspires them to continue striving for excellence in education. An injury accident was reported in Gage County Monday around 8:15 a.m. on West Lilac Road south of Beatrice, just west of US 77. Rachel Bauman, age 47, of Beatrice, collided with a Lawrence, Nebraska man, Toby Kotenik, at the crest of a hill. Kotenik was airlifted to a Lincoln hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Bauman was treated at the scene. The National Commander of the American Legion is to include a stop in Frankfort Thursday for lunch at 12:30 at the American Legion Post. The stop is among a dozen in Kansas scheduled this week. Marysville Public Library offers Library U with a program Apples to Apples Thursday at 12:15. Ashley Kirkham with K-State Research and Extension will share all sorts of information about apples, and they'll be sampling. The program is free and open to the public Thursday at 12:15 at the Marysville Public Library. Washington County Historical Society educational meeting Thursday evening at 7 will feature Kaylee Carson from the National Orphan Train Museum. In March of 1908, an orphan train arrived in Washington. The train carried 17 orphaned or abandoned children from New York City. The discussion will include what happened to those children involved and is free and open to the public Thursday evening at 7 at the FNB Basement Bank Meeting Room in Washington. Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute commodities Friday, September 22nd, available to anyone in need of food. No income requirements. This is free with some frozen food and boxes of dry and canned food to be handed out from the South Bus Bay at the Helvering Center beginning at 9 a.m. This is one day only on Friday. Nothing can be saved for a later date. First come, first serve until those commodities are gone for anyone with no income restrictions. For additional information, contact the Marshall County Agency on Aging at 562-5522. Blue Rapids Circle of Giving Match Day generated 473 gifts to 23 funds totaling well over $92,000, led in contributions and number of donors by the Blue Rapids Museum with over $18,000 from 67 gifts, Blue Rapids Action Team $8,000, and Blue Rapids Library $7,000. Valley Heights Booster Club was second high in number of contributions with 44 and the library with 41. The full leaderboard is on the organization website, BlueRapidsMatchDay.com. $70,000 in matching funds from the Patterson Foundation, as well as mail-ins yet to be tallied, will bolster the final totals. Sue Ann Morris, age 73, of Wymore, passed away Saturday. A memorial service is planned Friday, 10 a.m. at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Sue Ann Morris. James A. Jim Vogt, age 79, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church, with visitation Friday 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jim Vogt.
School is back in session. Kick off the school year with an A-plus on your internet connection by signing up for Blue Valley Internet. New customers get $100 off. Existing customers that boost their speed get a $50 bill credit. Set your family up for success this school year with the internet from Blue Valley Technologies. Find more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms possible into Thursday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. Then showers and thunderstorms continue into Thursday night, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and mid 60s. More showers throughout the day on Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. Then scattered showers throughout Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Southeast winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. More rain likely into Saturday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid 70s and mid 80s. South winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Showers still likely into Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Westerly winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. A slight chance for some rain into Sunday, sunny with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late September, 80. Record high on this day, 99. The average low, 56, and the record low, 31. Sunrise this morning, 7:13. Sunset this evening at 7:29.
Some historical characters are synonymous with the hats they wore. We're talking about famous headgear today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, September 20th. It is the 263rd day of the year, and actress Sophia Loren celebrates a birthday. September is National Fall Hat Month, a rather transparent attempt to make us think about our cool weather headgear needs. But it also got us thinking about history's most famous hats and the heads that wore them. America's most iconic include Abe Lincoln's stovepipe, Davy Crockett's coonskin cap, and the classic Stetson of the American cowboy. Jackie Kennedy's signature pillbox was an enduring fashion statement, while the movies gave us Charlie Chaplin's bowler and the fedoras worn by Humphrey Bogart and Indiana Jones. Can you top those? It's a fun way to observe Fall Hat Month. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and solve the puzzle of the day at almanac.com.
All your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Like new, priced right, the Nordis Motor Company has a 2023 Buick Envision. On trade, a 2018 Toyota RAV4, 2018 Buick Enclave Essence. They have a 2017 Jeep Renegade, 2017 Kia Sorento, and 2014 Chevy Equinox. Quality local trades at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Hey!
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Felix Johnson. K-State linebacker is undergoing season-ending surgery. Daniel Green is going to be out for the season. Chris Kleiman confirmed earlier this week. Green is in his sixth year with the Cats and sustained a pectoral injury during K-State's loss to Mizzou. He had surgery earlier this week and also was voted team captain this fall for the second straight year. This injury likely ends his college career, as Green was using his COVID year to play one final season of college football. Kleiman will explore the idea of finding a way to get Daniel Green another year of eligibility. The idea of getting Green another year of eligibility. Fellow linebacker Jake Clifton is also out with an injury. The true freshman from Hillsboro, Missouri, will be out for a while, with Austin Romaine listed as the first middle linebacker. The Wildcats face the UCF Knights at Bill Snyder Family Stadium next week. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Social Security belongs to you. You work hard and pay into it. So it's only fair for you to expect to get the money you've earned to help cover living expenses and bills, and not for politicians to use as a piggy bank. That's why AARP is fighting to protect your Social Security so you get what you've earned. Learn more at aarp.org/you earned it. That's aarp.org/you earned it. Paid for by AARP.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Felix Johnson. The returns of Chris Jones and Travis Kelce did result in a victory, a very small one. On Patrick Mahomes' 28th birthday, the Chiefs were able to catch a victory over the Jacksonville Jaguars 17-9. The win and the birthday celebrations did not exclude Mahomes from some offensive woes by his team. Three turnovers were made in the first half, including this interception.
Mahomes loads it up, going to take a shot, deep ball.
The defense continued their valiant performance through the game, leading on from last week's matchup in the loss against the Lions. But they also had some help, with Chris Jones getting a sack in his season debut. Travis Kelce, also in his season debut, was able to catch a touchdown in a limited performance. The 1-1 Chiefs will head back to Arrowhead for a matchup next Sunday against the Chicago Bears. Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Felix Johnson.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY, following sports each evening at around 5:20, as we visit with Southern and Diller O'Dell on Mondays, Axtell and Centralia Tuesdays, Lynn and Hanover Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, and Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner, plus our Friday night feature games live on KNDY, scores and updates, game nights on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show as well.
It's high school sports time again, and that means the TVL Spotlight is back on KNDY. Hey, it's Jeff Wirtz, host of the TVL Spotlight podcast, where we discuss the scores, stats, and stories of the Twin Valley League. Check out the shows on TVLSpotlight.com and under the podcast page on SunflowerStateRadio.com. The TVL Spotlight, your source for all things Twin Valley League sports.
Friday night football action, Marysville at Concordia, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Our Friday feature game, Hanover entertains Blue Valley Randolph, live on FM 95.5. Cape Rep's pregame show at 6, Coach's Corner Roundup at 6:30. Pregame coverage at 6:45 with 7 o'clock kickoffs, live on KNDY, KNDYradio.com, and on our free mobile apps. Plus, tune game nights for the Farm Euro Insurance Scoreboard Show on KNDY.
Experimentation is part of the fun of gardening. Saving seeds from your favorite flower for next year's garden, or even the next generation, is something you might like to try. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Keep in mind that all flowers will not come true from seed. Hybrids and those pollinated by the wind or insects may produce offspring unlike the parent plant. But the surprise offspring can add to the fun. Use heirloom or older varieties when looking for consistency. Timing is critical. The seeds, not the flower, need to be full-size to mature. This is usually when the seed pod that houses the seeds turns brown and brittle. Collect the seed heads and separate the seeds from the pod. Store in an airtight container in the refrigerator. Label a container with the name of the plant and the year it was collected. This will make spring planting go much easier. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
In the early afternoon of November 22, 1963, Deputy Eugene Boone was searching the sixth floor of the Texas School Book Depository shortly after President Kennedy had been shot by an assassin. Soon, the officer searching that floor began to find evidence of the crime, but it was Boone who perhaps found the most important item of all. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. You may know, besides hosting these programs, I'm a farmer and rancher. And like me, you probably have insurance, and maybe you don't give it much thought after that. And that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. It helped me see a lot of what I'd overlooked. Are you protected from a ransomware attack? Do you have protection when leasing your ground? We've created short videos to answer those questions and many more. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host short shows on many topics to help us see what we may have overlooked.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Deputy Sheriff Eugene Boone was just around the corner of the Texas School Book Depository when shots rang out, shots that hit President Kennedy. After a search of the grassy knoll and the rail yard beyond, he made his way back to the large warehouse.
The search eventually settled on the school book depository. The building was vacated. At that time, they had large battery-powered flashlights. I took one and went to the sixth floor with some other officers. We were searching the building. I just happened to be one of the officers that went to the sixth floor.
Soon a search of that floor commenced.
You couldn't walk across the floor in a straight line. There were books everywhere. And we lined up against the east wall and proceeded west across the building, looking for anything that really didn't belong there.
The sixth floor provided an amazing find for the officers.
Officer Luke Mooney was the deputy sheriff also. He came to the sixth floor. He found what's been referred to as the sniper's nest. Of course, all of us had to go over and take a look at that when he found the shells where the felts were on the floor.
The search resumed, and Boone soon found something odd in the northwest corner of the sixth floor.
One row of books across from the stairwell, there was a crevice between that row of books and the next row of books. The top row of books had been pushed across the top so as to conceal the crevice, and the rifle was in the crevice between the two rows of books.
Eugene Boone had just found the rifle, believed to be the murder weapon used by Lee Harvey Oswald. More next time as we travel the countryside. Dallas, Texas, I'm Andrew McRae.
Circle P Processing in Waterville is looking for teams to compete in their annual barbecue smoke-off fundraiser October 7th. $600 cash payout plus prizes for overall champion, $300 cash plus prizes for people's choice, and $75 cash for best in brisket, ribs, chicken thighs, and dessert. Sign-up deadline is September 27th. $300 entry fee per team, while all meat will be provided by Circle P. Test your skills against the best for a good cause at the Circle P Processing Barbecue Smoke-Off Fundraiser. Visit Circle P in Waterville by September 27th to sign up.
There will be a residential real estate auction with vehicles, a riding mower, collectibles, and household items for the Gerald Harry Estate. Saturday, September 23rd, sale begins at 10 a.m. at 1400 Alston in Marysville. Vehicle sell at 11:30 and include a 2018 Ford Escape, 1997 Ford Ranger two-wheel drive. Tools include a table saw, air compressor, cordless drill, 18-inch chainsaw, metal nut and bolt cabinet, a John Deere 22-horse 48-inch rotting mower. Appliances sell after the real estate, including an electric smooth-top range, 18-foot refrigerator, washer, and electric dryer. Furniture items include a roll-top desk, queen-size bed, chest of drawers, 6-foot lighted curio cabinet, plus collectibles, geos, cameras, guns sell after 11:30, coins sell after 11:30, and the real estate sells at noon. It's a well-kept single-level, one-plus-bedroom home, full basement, detached, two-car garage and shop, corner lot property a block from St. Gregory's Catholic Church in the Dargetts Park. This estate auction for Jerry Harry, Saturday, September 23rd, 10 a.m. at 1400 Alston in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom, real estate broker and auctioneers.
If you can't get rid of the weeds in your yard, eat them. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. There are wild plants all around that are actually good for you and quite tasty when fixed right as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Put young dandelion leaves on my salad before. It's interesting how a common weed can add so much flavor. I know there are more wild plants I could eat, and I'd like to learn what they are and how to do it. John Kalis is the director of Wild Food Adventures. He educates people on how to find edible wild plants in natural settings. He calls these plants native to humans because we see them everywhere around us. Unfortunately, we try to kill off many of those plants that are a culinary delight.
Dandelions are a very good example of one of those things you can get started with because they pretty much grow everywhere. You could also do cat's ear. That's another excellent plant that's often confused with dandelion. It's called false dandelion. In the middle of the summer, you've got a plant called purslane, and lamb's quarters is another thing, also known as wild spinach, one of the most nutritious leafy greens ever analyzed.
There are hundreds of wild edibles. Kalis says the key to success is knowing which parts of a plant you can eat, at what stage of growth, and the correct method of preparation.
And a good example of that is curly dock. If you just taste a raw leaf 9 out of 10 times, it's going to be bitter, astringent, papery, just a generally miserable experience. But if you chop that up and you boil it for just a few minutes, it becomes a delicious, creamy, melt-in-your-mouth food.
How do you know if a wild plant is safe? Kayla says you have to be sure, and the best way to learn is with an instructor. However, there are books and field guides that can also help you identify what you're looking for. Learn more about eating wild plants at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
It's so easy for life to get hectic, but I always try to keep myself in the mindset that God has called me to this moment. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. One way to help you live in the moment is to have a financial strategy in place. When you have a strategy for your finances, it can help eliminate stress when it comes to money so you can focus on what's most important to you. Maybe you're passionate about volunteering in the community or giving to your church. Perhaps you're focused on putting your kids through college, or maybe you're nearing retirement and are wondering what the next phase of your life will look like. Whatever your goals are, having a financial strategy that aligns with your values can help you live in the moment. It can also help you achieve financial clarity through each life stage, enabling you to live with more meaning and gratitude. This is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose.
KNDY.
Get ready to be a lifesaver on today's edition of Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. This is National Farm Health and Safety Week, and in a recent webinar hosted by the Farmer Veteran Coalition, Monica McConkie talked about why rural Americans should care about preventing suicides.
Just living in a rural area puts somebody at greater risk. We have higher suicide rates in rural areas than in urban areas, and there are many reasons for that. We know that we don't have control over the commodity prices. We don't have control over the weather. Just so much mental, physical, and emotional pressure through farming.
McConkie is a behavioral health counselor in northeastern Minnesota.
Finding psychiatrists, medical professionals, counselors, therapists in these rural areas is tough.
McConkie's message was about a system of suicide intervention known as question, persuade, and refer. She says it's something really anyone could do if they're in a situation involving someone who may be contemplating suicide.
When you apply QPR, you plant the seeds of hope, and hope helps prevent suicide.
The National Suicide Crisis Hotline is toll-free 24/7. The number is 988. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Wednesday, September the 20th, for the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. September is National Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, an important topic in rural America. Kansas State University Extension is working with more people than ever who are suffering from high stress levels, and it's affecting entire families.
It's a very tough thing to talk about because we are very resilient, self-reliant people, and that is to be respected. But I also think that it's important to realize that what we have found in the K-State Extension Board for Atchison County and state of Kansas is that we need to concentrate on the farmer, rancher, and also his family, because youth stress and depression is going to be very tied to these issues. In the month of July, and I was sent this just a couple weeks ago, it's an alert, 162 suicide-related events occurred in the state of Kansas among females. And so it is real, and it seems to be a nationwide issue.
Mike Zuzolo, K-State Extension Board member in Atchison County, Kansas, says stress is building in farm country.
You're very unlikely to be able to have someone that is suffering from mental stress and depression in agriculture to ask for help. That's not how the agriculture sector works. That's not how the rural community works typically. So it's the community, I think, that needs to step in and up their game and look for those signs. And I think that's not only knowing the signs, but reacting and being proactive about some of those signs and take those signs very seriously.
He says the important thing to remember is stress affects everyone and is a normal part of everyday life, but there is hope.
Physical stress, are you doing something too much? You're not getting enough sleep.
And let's look at your Ag News for this Wednesday. I'm Jeff Aiken for the Mid-America Ag Network.
We're out to be number one in the USA. That's the reason people say, Rough GX Ford ahead. You can't do better than that.
It's model year and clearance time. Every new Ford is on sale. Our 2023s have to go to make room for 2024s on the way. We're making it easy for you with financing as low as 0% APR up to 60 months and big model year and discounts. Savings up to $11,000 off MSRP or financing as low as 0% APR. But you have to hurry in. This is for a limited time. Heck, with big discounts like these, we might run out of inventory.
Rusty F40, yeah, you can't do better than that.
Don't come see me today. I can't save you any money.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Plus tax and fees. F-150-23T-466. MSRP 65325. Sale price 64325. Must finance with Ford credit. Must have a qualifying trade-in with purchase. 0% APR finance and select new Ford for up to 60 months. 1667 payment per month for 1,000 finance. Offers cannot be combined. Expires 10.
Clothing, boots, accessories, and more in stock at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, where great prices come with friendly service. For the Western or everyday work lifestyle, outfit every member of your crew with jeans, boots, shirts, outerwear, and accessories, too. Plus, ranchers know that everything to keep your animal healthy and safe is found at Valley Vet. Order online for delivery or pick up in store. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, your dedicated source for all things livestock, pet, and horse supplies.
Minimize transportation stress on cattle as much as you can. It starts with good preparation and a competent truck driver on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my tractor, I look down at my BKT AgriMax tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them. True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Cattle from one place to another using good stockmanship and keeping animal welfare in mind. It'll help reduce sickness in calves, prevent bruises, and improve the quality of meat from these animals. Dan Buskirk is an extension beef specialist at Michigan State University. He says there are several steps to take care of before cattle even step foot onto the truck. They include making sure the trailer is clean, there are no sharp edges, and you follow low-stress loading and unloading protocols. It's also important that the animals are fed and well hydrated.
And the only exception to that, they may not be fed if we're going directly to slaughter, but otherwise we want to make sure that they're full of both feed and water, particularly water, and make sure that they're not dehydrated because that's just going to add to any potential stress. It's almost impossible to move cattle without some stress. Our goal is to make sure that we minimize that stress as much as possible.
There is a human factor for a good ride. The competency of the truck driver is very important.
The route they want to take and make sure that the truck and trailer are all ready to go well before livestock even get on the truck so that once they're on the truck, there's minimal reasons for stoppage or anything like that. Make the trip really just as quick as possible. We also want to have a truck driver that understands that they're hauling livestock and taking corners, you know, starting and stopping appropriately for having those livestock on the trailer.
Buskirk says the National Beef Quality Assurance Program offers transportation training for both farmers and commercial drivers. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about reducing transportation stress in cattle at agriculture.com.
Equipment rentals from Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axle Lumber make the job easier if you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer. From power tools to generators, air compressors to nailers and fasteners, concrete tools, scaffolding, and more, rent a Bobcat, dump truck, man lift, ladder, scaffolding, as well as pressure washers, insulation blowers, drywall tools, tile cutters, and more. Rent by the half day, day, weekend, or week. See the entire list online, including pricing, at axtolumber.com or visit either location today.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's how things are looking right now on this Wednesday. Corn for December up 3 3/4. There's been a steady uptick with grain prices on this Wednesday. Right now, like I said, corn for December, 480 1/4. That's up 4 now. Just changed right in front of me. March corn at 494 3/4. That's up 4 1/4. Kansas City wheat for December down 3 right now, 728. March Kansas City wheat down 2 at 734 1/4. Oats for December down 2 3/4 at 432. March oats at 447 3/4, and that's down 4 currently. Soybeans for November, 1321. That's up 5 3/4. January soybeans, 1337 1/4. That's up 5 1/2. Cotton for October, 85.40. That's down 66 cents. December cotton at 87.15. And that's down 37 cents. Live cattle for October, 186.42. That's up 75 cents. Live cattle for December, 191.15. Now that's up 67.5 cents. Feeders for September, 254 1/5. That's up 55 cents. October feeders at 260.52. And that's up $1.17.5. Crude oil at this time, not doing badly for October, 91.38 per barrel. That's up 18 cents. November crude at 90.47, and that's flat right now. One does wonder if we'll get close to that $100 a barrel price anytime soon, especially for the end of the year. We wonder. And gold for October, $1,949.60. That's up $14.30. That's a look at your market information. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Recent news and weather reports tell us that the storm season is already in full swing. This can mean devastating hail, damaging winds, tornadoes, or all of the above. Last summer, we saw locally firsthand what kind of damage these storms can cause in just a few moments, not only to your crop, but also to your bottom line. Adding crop hail to your risk management plan is a very easy and economical way to add full coverage for the full value of your crop. Rates are great, and now is the time to get those crops insured for that storm that may be on the horizon. Call Tammy today at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393 for more information and quotes. And thank you, farmers, for all you do.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert.
Canola growers have many things to take into consideration when planting this season's crop. K-State canola breeder Mike Staum discusses things canola producers should remember when choosing the variety and plant site for their canola crop. Staum mentions that they have done work that has helped them gain confidence in the crop.
The number one question that I get about canola varieties in particular is it going to survive our winter conditions? And, you know, for the most part, yes. We're gaining more and more confidence with canola and its ability to survive the winters here in Kansas. And it's an important trait, but one that certainly we need to strongly consider. Site selection for canola is really critical. You know, typically we say medium textured soils that are well drained are best for canola. Probably most critical is the previous herbicides that were used on that ground from the previous crop.
He shares about seeding depth, row spacing, and when farmers should enter their fields for planting.
It is a small seeded crop, and so your planting depth is going to be shallow. So typically we don't seed canola deeper than an inch. Also, canola is a crop that has a lot of flexibility in its ability to be grown in a different number of row spacings. So we have canola that's planted in narrow row spacings, anywhere from 7.5 to 10 inches, but it can be grown in row spacings all the way up to 30 inches. Typically in the state of Kansas, September is that window for getting the crop seeded on time in order for it to have enough fall growth to make it through our winter conditions.
Staum reviews what the field should look like before planting and what producers need to do during the growing season when it comes to weed and disease management.
You know, when canola is small, it's not very competitive with weeds, and so what we tell growers is to make sure that you plant into a weed-free field. That'll get canola off to a great start, and then hopefully as we get some rainfall this fall and the crop is established, we get a flush of weeds. We want to make sure that we control those weeds at a very small stage. And we have different options for weed control in canola. There are good, reliable grass herbicides that can be used for varieties that are conventional, that don't have any particular herbicide tolerance to them. But the one disease that we need to be aware of is the blackleg fungus. And so we want to scout fields for any blackleg lesions. And there are a number of fungicides that can be sprayed in the fall to help minimize the impact of blackleg.
That was Kansas State University canola breeder Mike Staum with what canola growers need to think about in terms of management as they are getting ready to plant their winter canola. For more information, go to www.eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu and find the August 31st eUpdate articles, Winter Canola Management Considerations and Winter Canola Planting Considerations. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Whether the work is inside or outside, a repair, remodel, addition, or new construction, Peak Construction in Marysville is ready to build. They start off by helping you turn your vision into a concrete design with the help of samples from local vendors. Their in-house construction crew gets to work making that design a reality. Imagine what you can do with the help of Peak Construction. Phone 562-6380 for an appointment to start planning from top to bottom, inside and out. Call Peak Construction. 562-6380.
KNDY. mother did. You didn't take no for an answer.
Like my wife did, when she asked the right questions.
Like my friend did, when she made the call.
You stood by us when we were in uniform, so stand by us now.
Take a stand.
In crisis, or no one who is, the confidential Veterans Crisis Line is here for you. Call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1. Chat at veteranscrisisline.net or text 838-255.
Bald can be beautiful, but never on your tires. You may have gotten away with it using, well, creative tactics, but there's no hiding baldness on your tires. You can easily check your tire tread, and it only costs a penny. Take a penny, stick it in your tread upside down, and if you can see all of Lincoln's head, your tire's bald and needs replacing. No comb over or spray on hair is going to save you on this one. Sorry. For more tire care tips, visit BeTireSmart.org. A message from the Rubber Manufacturers Association.